Britain's Home Secretary David Blunkett called Wednesday for tougher new powers to combat terrorism, but he acknowledged in Parliament that finding the right balance between greater vigilance and safeguarding civil liberties would not be easy. David Blunkett said he believes a terror attack in Britain is inevitable. He said it is not a question of if such an attack will happen, but rather when it might occur. In the House of Commons, the Home Secretary outlined a number of options he would like to see debated in the coming months, aimed at reducing the chances of a terror attack taking place. Among the measures he proposed is extending detention periods for terror suspects, the establishment of secret trials without juries, wider use of phone tap evidence, and a lower standard of proof for convictions. Mr. Blunkett says these measures are necessary.
The challenge that I think we were faced with post 11 September 2001, and we're faced again with in debating this in the months ahead, is how we can deal with a circumstance where we're not picking up prosecution and punishment as a way of discouragement, but we're actually trying to get in at the beginning to prevent actions being taken by those for whom prosecution and punishment hold no fear.
But civil rights campaigners say Mr. Blunkett's proposed measures will be counterproductive. Shami Chakrabarty from the London-based human rights group Liberty is one of them.
The experience of Northern Ireland shows that when you detain people without a fair trial, you send a signal to extremists that they are right, that they should take the law into their own hands because there is really no law. And that injustice actually breeds terrorism. It doesn't solve it.
She said Britain is currently holding 14 foreign terror suspects without trial at Belmarsh Prison under existing laws. Mr. Blunkett said the new anti-terrorism measures will be debated for the next 6 months before they will be placed before Parliament for enactment. Tom Rivers for VOA News, London.